Hi, my name is Anthony Thomas, Thomas Media Group, Thomas Media TV.net. We took off the numbers and changed the name a little bit. Thank you for coming to my podcast here on Anchor. I hope you caught my stuff over on SoundCloud, a walk and talk backup of Real Talk, and I'm here to tell you I'm obligated to say an email confirmation came in from Google saying that she did not get the email. She is Kamala Harris, did not get the email. It might have been the wrong email. It's a possibility. Unusual, the confirmation came through today. But they did send me an email to return to them about 4 days ago. And I used that channel to send them an email back. So she's starting to learn information about what's going on as of right now. Like I said, I'm obligated to tell you that because of what I said last time. No, she didn't get the email. It did get through. So, like I said, very unusual the confirmation came today. I'm glad it did. I'd like to see change. And she'll get some more information about the NAACP not being able to contact me also through those same channels that she sent to me. And more stuff will come through there for her to be able to look at on her own. Hopefully she can react to this quickly enough. 8 weeks to 4 months and 5 months have been passed since you lost information about this. You know, it's easy for employees to keep information from their employers, and that causes problems in business all the time, without a doubt. The other things I will probably be talking about is soon we may be talking about this technology that these two have come up with, meaning Elon Musk and Tim Cook, because it's getting pretty cold out here to be arguing about a doctor, a hospital, a test. Like I said, she came up with the blood test the day that I was there to get a diagnosis. She got a copy. I didn't get a copy. You know who she is. She's not a doctor. She's not a nurse. She shouldn't have been at the hospital, dressed all in white, looking just like that. So, like I said, she's a supermodel. I don't think I forget that no time soon. And she was very cordial and very nice, but apparently her intentions were different than I thought, so. And, yeah, soon we'll have to start talking about what happened at the hospital because I'm not getting the proper medical attention from any of these facilities in California. And once again, it is true they're keeping people from lawyers from this stuff like this right here. So if we had the right kind of lawyers at the right time in our situation, I think we wouldn't even be standing here dealing with the cold and the phone. Out on a park bench trying to take care of my pets while the police are still harassing me because only half of them, I guess, know. Once they talk to me, like the chiefs talked about, he said, you know, let them know who you are, what you are. They won't be out there harassing you. But they have to do their job and they have to take calls, and that's what they do. Go on calls and investigate crimes. The public defender told me I should go down there to the police department, make an official complaint through the front door. I hand it to any one of those police, it might make it right into the trash can. I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened. And we're probably gonna have to do that. They said, get a clip shot of what you're talking about and take it over there with a small description. That's about it. Last time I said I was going to do that, they said I'll put you in jail for making a complaint. So we might go to jail for making a complaint. And I don't care where you are in California for that. All I want to get is my freedom back and my credibility. They tore down my business. They tore down my reputation. They tore down all of this to get something. What they say happened in that video didn't happen. That's not what happened. I wasn't there. And I wasn't there. Thanks so much for coming to this podcast. I see we over time, and I want to check out. Thank you.